House Budget Committee Chairman Alan Isaac of Wildwood acknowledges the budget proposed by the Nixon administration surprised him a bit, especially after the administration and legislative leaders agreed that state revenue would likely fall 4% short for the current fiscal year and grow only 1% next year from that revised estimate.
The budget book that I have, and again, I haven't been from start to finish yet, still working on that, and it'll take some time, but that the 2010 budget was clearly not crafted on the 1% general revenue, consensus revenue estimate alone. He is intending to use this federal stimulus, if and when it occurs, it's a massive expansion in state spending.
That will be the sticking point. Nixon relies on an estimated $800 million in federal stimulus dollars. Isaac vows not to use any of the one-time money for ongoing expenses, even though the Nixon administration argues the federal money will jumpstart the state economy, spurring state revenue to previous levels. Isaac doesn't buy the argument and says the governor's budget for next year raises a logical question.
If we pass this budget as is for 2010, then the obvious question is for 2011, where does the $800 million plus general revenue come from?
Isaac says his committee will begin by talking with department heads to determine what their core needs are and attempting to cut based on that information. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.